a familiar voice spreading the word about conservation in the state will not be heard in Alabama for a few months.
Dr. Puckett was detailed to Hawaii to become the director over Hawaii and the West Pacific Islands. So he'll be out there for 120 days and probably be returning in the first week in October.
That's your acting state conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, Ben Malone.
My normal position is assistant state conservationist for field operations. I'm located in the Bessemer field office, Bessemer, Alabama. And I cover about 18 counties in central Alabama as far as operations and admin of those particular field offices. Now, in this current position, I'll be covering the whole state, and it's going to be a challenge, but I'm glad for the opportunity.
And one of his first duties was to help host a national RC&D meeting that was recently held in Mobile, an important partnership for NRCS.
It's a great partnership, especially here in Alabama. We've worked with them on a lot of different projects, and here in the last 4 or 5 years, we've actually used the RC&D councils to help us increase our participation in our programs, I suppose, like our EQIP program, WIP program, things of that nature. We partner with them to provide outreach to our small and limited resource farmers. So we are working with our historically underserved producers. Historically underserved consists of the socially disadvantaged, limited resource, and new and beginning farmers. Well, the outreach that the RC&D councils did, along with participation from NRCS employees, FSA employees, and rural development employees, we were able to increase our participation from that particular group, that historically underserved group, by 60% from, I would say, 2009 to the current year. So they do a great job as far as a partner that we have in this state of Alabama.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.